Thank you, Barney and Vicki, and everyone on the conference call tonight for this another awesome opportunity to share God's word with you. I thought that was a pretty cool song. I thought it fit in with tonight's sharing, which I titled Kindness, or Kind Words. You know, I kind of loved how that song in the video showed Christ in you, which is what, you know, we all have once we confessed Romans 10 and we became born again. You know, it was a few Thursdays ago, Barney had shared on a new kind of love. He had shared something from E.W. Kenyon, which, you know, it touched my heart so much. It inspired me to start writing down some of my thoughts on kindness and on kind words. And, you know, I know we all know how it makes us feel when someone's kind or when we show kindness to somebody. You know what it is, guys? It's love. You just can't help but being kind and understanding, encouraging and caring, I guess. It's like Barney had said, it's your love nature. That's the best way to describe it. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that love is kind. So how do you describe kindness, or how do we describe kindness? I know the dictionary says that it's the state or the quality of being friendly, generous, considerate. Strong says that it's moral excellence in character or demeanor, gentleness, goodness, or the act of being kind. You know, we use the word a lot. We throw it around a lot. Like, you know, he's a kind person, or what a kind act. And he does random acts of kindness. You know, we can be that influence to people by our kind acts, and it really does go a long way. You know, I know Galatians tells us that it's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Let me read it here to you. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, it's joy, it's peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no such law. You know, you just can't help being kind. It's the result of your believing and your walk with the love of God. You know, we all know, and we've heard, and we know the parable about the sower and the seed. You know, we plant that seed in good ground, we water it, we nurture it, and you'll see the fruit at the end. You'll see the end result. But we got to remember one thing, though, guys. It's God that gives that increase. You know, we might be his hands, we might be his feet, or his mouthpiece, but it's God that always gives that increase. You know, I recently heard a short, simple story, small story, that it kind of shows how a small act of kindness and generosity can, you know, it can bring to pass just amazing, amazing results. And it was called a glass of milk. I don't know if any of you have ever heard it before, but I'd like to share it tonight, and I think that you'll see why when I get to the end of it. It says, one day a poor boy who was selling goods from door to door to pay his way through school, he found that he only had one thin dime left and he was hungry. So he decided he would ask for something at the next house. However, when a lovely young woman opened the door, he lost his nerve. Instead of asking for something to eat, he asked for a glass of water. The young lady thought he looked hungry, so she brought him out a large glass of milk. He drank it very slowly, and then he asked, how much do I owe you? You don't owe me anything, she said. Mother always taught us never to accept pay for a kindness done. Then I thank you from the bottom of my heart, as Howard Kelly left that house that day. He not only felt stronger physically, but his faith in God and man was also strengthened. He had been ready to give up and quit, but something was giving him that courage to go on that day. Years later, that woman became critically ill. The local doctors were baffled, and they finally sent her to the big city where they called in a specialist to study her rare case. Dr. Howard Kelly was called in for the consultation. When he heard the name of the town she was from, a strange light filled his eyes. Immediately he arose and he went down the hospital hall to her room. Dressed in his doctor's gown, he bent over to look at her and he immediately recognized her at once. He returned to his office determined to do his best to save her life. From that day on, he gave special attention to that case. After a long struggle, the battle was won. And on the day she was going to be discharged from the hospital, Dr. Kelly requested the business office to pass the final bill to him for approval. He looked it over. And he wrote something on the edge of the bill and he sent it to her room. She was afraid to open it, for she was sure it would take her the rest of her life to pay for such a long and extensive hospital stay as hers was. Finally, she could no longer endure the suspense. As she opened the bill, something in the margin caught her eye as she read these words, paid in full with one glass of milk. And it was signed Dr. Howard Kelly. Tears of joy flooded her eyes as her thankful heart prayed, thank you, God, that your love is spread abroad through human hearts and minds. So, you know, guys, the moral of the story is each day as we pass through our humble lives, we never know when a kind touch a word of encouragement, humble act of generosity might just give a discouraging, hurting human being just a lift that will make the difference in his or her life. We all know that harsh words can destroy someone, and it can cause them to lose hope. Let us be more like Jesus and show his love to all the people that are around us. I thought that was a pretty awesome example of just a simple act of kindness. You know, guys, it's the Christ in you. We teach our kids how to be kind, right? They respond very well. We all respond well to kindness. I'm not sure if they really even still teach that in schools, but it was taught and it was encouraged in schools today, and it was when I was a kid in school. Now, I know that's not where it's going to be taught, but it should be encouraged. It all helps kids become, you know, better citizens, enthused, excited, loved, and helps build a solid moral foundation, good character. You know, love, kindness, understanding, compassion, trust, they're all entwined with each other and helps them grow up with a solid foundation. And guess what? It lines up with the Word. Look at Proverbs 22:6. One translation says, start children off in the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Guys, that's a promise. You know, kids are going to do what they do. They might turn down the wrong path, but you know what? They're going to get back on it because the Word's been taught and it's been instilled in them. Getting back to kindness now, we know that a smile, a simple gesture, maybe just hold open a door, a kind, encouraging word. You never know what's going to be next. You know, just that a simple act of kindness. Perhaps the cashier at the grocery store or Walmart, she needs to hear a kind word of thanks, or maybe their day hasn't been going so good. We know how some customers can be unkind, rude, and not just very nice. You know, Proverbs 16:24 tells us that kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy to your body. That can really, you know, it can really affect the day, a person's attitude and their whole day. So, you know, them words just might make a whole difference in them or in their day or perhaps even in their life. You know, what about the receptionist, we say, at the doctor's office? Maybe she needs to hear a word of appreciation, encouragement. It usually puts a smile on somebody's face, right? And ain't it funny how people respond to a smile or just a simple gesture of kindness? A smile really does say a lot. Doors open up for you, and people open up, and they respond. You know, it's absolutely amazing how the love of God can make such a difference in someone's life. Kindness, man, just one of the evidences of love. We know everybody might not respond well, but do it anyway. It's not going to hurt, and maybe they're going to think twice about it at the end of the day, and they're going to say, hey, you know, maybe there is something to all that Bible stuff this guy was talking about. Look at Proverbs 18:21 tells us that the tongue has the power of life and death. Let's say that's a pretty strong statement, the power of life and death. You know, something seemingly so small, so insignificant could make such a difference in someone's life. You know, what you say or what you do, like we said, just might change a person's whole outlook on the day or even on their whole life. We got that God-given ability, guys, to hold forth God's word with kindness, with understanding, and with love, because it's love that does it, guys. We can hold it forth to anybody that got ears to hear. You know, some of us may not be comfortable in large groups or maybe more like one-on-one. That kind word or that gesture just might open up that door to speak God's word. There's so many examples I know in God's word, one-on-one. One that comes to my mind was Philip and the eunuch in Acts 8. You know, Philip ministered one-on-one to the eunuch, and what happened? He received Holy Spirit. He got born again. What about Jesus on the road to Emmaus? All right, man, I know that's one on two, but I think you guys know what I'm trying to say. There's so many, many examples. Now, I ain't saying that we're going to walk around like 2 inches off the ground, you know, going out being goody two shoes. No, not at all. We walk like Christ. We put on the mind of Christ. You know, we be kind, considerate, understanding, loving. And you know what? We listen. We listen to people. And best of all, we listen to God. So we don't be so critical with people. I know it may not be easy all the time, especially with all this world trying to poke at you and push your buttons. We're all out there going through our daily business, going through, you know, going to work, going to the store, perhaps going to gym, anywhere. We're driving out there. There's always something going on, the hustle bustle of life. So many distractions, you know, going on in your minds. I remember a slogan, I guess, back from the video rental days when they had signs on. They had signs in the store. They even had signs in the video case when you, or the video jacket when you would rent out the video. It says, be kind and rewind. Sometimes, our lives get so full of all the junk, all the distractions, politics, the unrest going on, and I thank God that we can renew our minds. Maybe we should rewind and remember to be kind. Sometimes we do. We need a reset. Sometimes just put off all the stuff that's going on in the world and get back to God. Thank God that we can speak in tongues and we have that, we have that ability to talk to God in that perfect language that nobody else knows. Proverbs 19:22 says, "The desires of a man is his kindness." Another translation says, "What a person desires is unfailing love." Everybody's looking for love. Kindness goes a long way, guys, man. I just can't say it enough times. Look at Colossians 3. 3:12. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved," that's us, "clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance to get someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." And if all these virtues, here it goes, guys, put on love, which binds them all together in unity. Love is the key, guys. How awesome is that to know? I'd say that's some pretty great instructions. Love. Love is the answer. It's the love way. God is love. Look at, go to Galatians. Galatians 10. Let's start in 9. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So you know what, guys? We're never going to give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. I emphasize all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. It says, especially to the family of believers, but not only. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be you kind one towards another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Another translation of that would read, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as God in Christ forgave you." Or just as Christ and God forgave you. Chapter 5 goes on, I know we all know it, to follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. I know we all know what kindness is and how it works. And I'm thankful, so thankful, guys, for nights like this. Dad get to share my heart and God's word with his kids. So my exhortation and my prayer is that we all continue to walk in love and spread kindness wherever we go. Why? Because God is love. And we're his kids, right? And the word tells us to be imitators and to follow Christ's example, to endeavor to put on the mind of Christ. Like I say, it's the love way, guys. Look at Philippians 2. Philippians 2 and verse 1, it says, "If there therefore be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels, then mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but lowliness of mind. Let each esteem the other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the other things, things of others. Let this mind be in you, which also was also in Christ Jesus." Let me read it from another translation. "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from my being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete, being like-minded, having the same love, being one in the Spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of self-ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility. Value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationship with one another, have the mindset of Christ Jesus." What a way to live, huh? You think like Christ Jesus. Put on the mind of Christ. The more we understand God's word, the more we can see him working in our lives, guys. It's a walk. It's like a daily walk. a minute, more like a minute by minute walk sometimes, endeavoring to walk like Christ. You know, I got a short story that I want to tell you. It's real short. It's about a guy who stopped at the same gas station every night after work. He'd stop in for a beer and a burrito, same time every day. So he asked the clerk one day for the burritos, and he said, just 1 minute, as he brought them out. He said, careful, they're hot. I knew you were coming, so I made sure that they were ready. You know, this guy was so blessed, he said that that was the kindest and most caring thing that anybody has done for him in a long while. So like I said, guys, kindness goes a long way. And the words we use can make all the difference in the world. Something so small, so seemingly insignificant, can make that big difference in someone's life and open up doors of opportunity. You know, I'd like to close tonight with a poem. Many of you, I'm sure you know it, or you'll recognize it. And this poem is called Words. It says, flowing from the deep waters of the human heart, intents and motives underlie the message that our words impart. Words are powerful tools able to destroy or build. The words we speak from our mouths reveal what our heart is filled. From the beginning, God's word has stood steadfast, strong, and sure. Magnified above his name, that word is so precious and pure. As his words become the standard by which we measure our own, the truth from our lips will be declared and made known. The words we confess to ourselves determine what we will be, success or failure, loss or gain. Our own mouth holds the key. Our tongue is the rudder, but it's our heart that sets the course. Surely a heart filled with God's word makes our tongue a productive force. The words we speak to others can wound, hurt, or mend and heal. Our words can make another's heart glad, or gladness our words may steal. Hasty and thoughtless words may cause another's heart to break, while gracious and timely words can lift the burden from hearts that ache. And what are the words you hear spoken as you go about your day? In the battle of words, which ones will you hear and obey? Will you give heed to the words of men whose wisdom is not from above? Or will you trust in the words from the heart of our God, who is love? And that was written by Ken Petty. I don't think I could say it or I could express it any better than that. Our words, our actions, they do make such a difference in someone's life. And in our own life. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this night, God. I thank you for your people. Father, I thank you for your kindness, your grace, your mercy, your faithfulness, and all that you are, God. I thank you for this opportunity to hold forth your word, and I thank you, God, that we have your word to guide us and to show us, God, and to show us what to do. I thank you, God, that you show us all you can show us your love and how much you love us. I know, God, all the distractions going on in this world, no matter what is going on, we can still be kind to one another and we can magnify your love to those that we meet. We're so thankful, Father, for your guiding us and showing us things that only you can show us. So help us, Father, to open up our understanding and to recognize you, Father, and that we never take you for granted. We love you, Father. And we give you all the praise and the glory tonight in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.